RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that methadone clinic driver Matt will not only be at hometown holiday on December 9th, he makes $58,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with this morning is Becky, who lives in beautiful Enumclaw, God's country right there. Becky, good morning. How are you?
I am great, thank you. How are you?
Wow, you sound great. I mean, you really do. You sound fired up. I love it.
That's the way I am.
I like that. All the energy. Okay, Becky, well, thank you for listening to The Wolf. And really, thanks for reaching out about Share Your Salary. It's because of people like you that will get to keep this segment around, even though management wants to get rid of it. And, you know, we get to... you know, learn about other people and find out what other people are making. It's so important.
Thank you.
All right. Becky, by the way, is a logistics coordinator for a local fire department. I think we know which one. Okay. We're going to put a minute on the clock, Becky. We're going to ask you all the questions. And when we're done, you know, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. Myself, Gabe, and Captain Ron, we're going to guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But then you will share your salary here in a couple minutes. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, Gabe, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Let's get to the bottom of this. If you're ready, begin.
Becky, how long have you been a logistics coordinator?
I've been there for 5 years.
Okay, what exactly is a logistics coordinator? What would you say you do over there?
So to put it in a nutshell, I make sure that the big red trucks have everything that they need to do their job, and the firefighters themselves are outfitted with everything that they need as well to be safe.
Do you have to sleep at the firehouse?
No, I do not.
Do you wish you could, just to get into that like fraternal camaraderie amongst the fellas?
It would be a neat idea, but I am included in that camaraderie even if I don't sleep at the fire station.
What job did you do before?
I actually worked for Safeway.
Okay, now what took you from Safeway over to the firehouse? How did that happen?
Well, my daughter joined a fire explorer cadet program, and I became an advisor with that, and I fell in love with the fire service, and when this job popped up, I was like, this is perfect, so I went for it, and here I am.
Timer went off there, Gabe. You heard it, right?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Ron and I can hear the timer. Weird. Okay, listen, if you want to text your guest to 46150, please do. It's Becky from Enumclaw, who's a logistics coordinator for a local fire department. I didn't even know that was a job.
Yeah, me neither.
That's super enlightening right there in itself. But if you want to guess her salary, text it to 46150. Put your name and where you live on that text. I'll use it as my guess. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Becky is going to share her salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Becky. She's a logistics coordinator for a local fire department. Maybe an Enumclaw even. I don't know. All right, before we do the deal, Gabe, what did we just learn about Becky?
She's been doing it for about 5 years. She helps with all of the like behind-the-scenes stuff, like making sure the trucks are all good to go. She doesn't have to sleep at the firehouse. So, but she does love the team vibe, camaraderie.
Yeah. Okay, I got to go first. I really have no idea. I always thought people that worked at the fire department did it because they just really like helping people. They're rushing in and everyone else is running out. They're brave, but I don't know if they ever got, I don't know. I'll use a text here, and I want to thank Wally for texting in from Renton. And I'm going to put it at 70 with him. I don't know. I have no idea. Gabe, what are you thinking? I know I sounded apprehensive because I really have no idea.
So I had a number in my head like the past few minutes, but now it looks like I'm like copying you, but I'm just going to pick it anyway because it feels right.
Well, then that's what you should do.
71.
Okay, copycat. All right, Captain Ron, what are you thinking?
So because it is funded by the state, I assume, or the city, I think it's like 50. I think
Ooh.
She gets underpaid.
Ooh.
She's doing good work, but I don't think.
I hope you're wrong.
For 5 years.
Yeah. Now, Captain Ron, that wouldn't be because she's the only woman working there, would it? Remember, Captain Ron is a sexist man pig.
Yeah.
We learned this about Captain Ron.
Naturally.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
Hey, just terrible the way he thinks about people. Nicest guy ever, by the way. Okay. 50. The low ball is from Captain Ron. I got 70, and Gabe is just, you know, price is riding me at 71,000.
Yeah.
But none of that matters. Becky, we all know what you actually make working as a logistics coordinator for a local fire department. It's time to share your salary.
What is it ever?
All right. I make just under 60,000 paid, but then you add in the benefits, and it's a whole lot higher than that.
Okay, but wait a minute. You can't add in benefits. I mean, what does your W-2 say? That's the salary, right? So it's like overtime, bonuses, pay money.
That's a just under 60.
Okay, just under 60. Captain Ron, I believe that's going to be you. Well, Becky, this is an easy job to sit back and to look at and go, man, you must love what you do. Because every time we go and visit, you know, a fire station or go hang out, it just seems cool. Do you feel like that? Like you just love working there and going to work?
I do. It is a wonderful job. And I feel like I'm helping the community in a way that nobody understands what it's like. So I really do enjoy my job.
And I love it that the guys, you know, it's like my marriage. Like I do things, fix things, lift heavy things, and my wife coordinates everything and buys supplies and makes sure it's all organized. And I almost feel like you need a woman around if you're a bunch of dudes to like figure out how to do anything.
I've gotten the nickname of mom from a lot of, so if that tells you how much I love doing it and make them feel comfortable.
And I love it that they appreciate you. Sounded like they really love having you around.
They do, and I enjoy being here, so that's the best thing.
Are there days where you go in and you're like, y'all need a shower? Like, it stinks in here. Like, man, you guys need to go rinse off. Is there ever those days where you just got to, like, keep them honest?
Not really, but I do deal with the bunker gear after a fire, so it does kind of permeate everything. So,
well, if it makes you feel better, we do hockey equipment, and I think the smell we got's a little bit. And maybe it's the same. Maybe it's similar, you know?
Depends on what's burning.
Right? All right, we love you. Thanks for calling in, Becky. Congratulations on making
Thank
a good living
you.
And loving what you do, and thanks for helping people. We love that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades, So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.